Aircheckdownloads.com.
And for an update at any time, you can ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Bristol.
Cheers, Richard.
The sound.
The sound of where we live.
Ah, Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday. Monday's ugly sister. It's 2 minutes past six. It's BBC Radio Bristol. Sometimes welcome to this, the 185th day of the year. It's the 27th Tuesday of 2023. Not one of my favourites, I've got to say, thus far. My favourite was the 11th Tuesday of 2023. Remember the 11th Tuesday? That was wonderful. The 19th, though, let's not ever talk about that, and let's not look each other in the eye. That was awful, wasn't it? Remember that one?
Paris Troy.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Welcome to the programme. It's July the 4th. It's BBC Radio Bristol. This is Paris Troy. Alicia Bridges. On the way in a second, Tom Grennan as well, and the Turtles, all coming up in the next 20 minutes or so on a programme, and a busy programme today. We'll be hearing a little bit later on from the local lollipop lady, who's won a fantastic award for service, one of the longest running in our area, and an absolute star. We'll be down there at the school talking to her, to teachers, to students as well. Celebrating her achievements, as we've been hearing in the news as well. Remember that birthday bus? Dan Norris, Mayor of the West of England, promising a free month's worth of bus travel for every resident during the month of their birthday. That launches today. Sounds great, and it sounds very generous, but it's also been described as a shameless act of self-promotion. So obviously some strong views about that, pros and cons. Hearing from a Bristol Youth Centre whose residents there, who people who go there, have gone from amateur to top DJs in around about 5 weeks. So all about that, that's brilliant stuff there. It's a really good story. The latest from Wimbledon, of course, but also today, we're talking all about proms, everybody. The rites of passage, leaving school party in schools across the West, happening right now. A significant and very pivotal time in a young person's life. And they've changed a lot over the years. It's not just about eating pizza in your school hall underneath a disco ball and dancing awkwardly to Careless Whisper by George Michael. They are huge business now, involving hotels, limos, posh transport, top-of-the-range dresses, suits, and a ton of money as well. We're going to be talking to all involved in that today, students, teachers, and those involved in the prom business as well. BBC Radio Bristol's James Craig has been to one prom dress shop in Staple Hill, and they say they've had customers travel from as far away as Cornwall and Birmingham to buy their dresses.
Aircheckdownloads.com.